Yeah, with no blankets, no pillows, no shoe, nothing, you know. We just, my shoe is my pillows. We start with $10. Now we have our own business. I have our own house, nice car. We still work two jobs, three jobs.
Hello and welcome to You Know the Place, the show that explores the Idaho businesses, groups, and locations you always drive by but never seem to visit. I'm Joel Wayne, and this is my co-host, Lacey L.D. Daly.
Hello.
Hi.
Before we get started, a little bit of housekeeping, if that's all right. We just launched our website for the podcast. It's youknowtheplacepodcast.com. Joel did an excellent job, and it's where we're putting all of our pictures for the trips that we've been taking. And trust me, there are some sights to see. So go check it out.
So this week, I'm up. I want to explore India fashion and grocery.
India fashion and grocery.
Yeah, India fashion and grocery.
Okay.
It's on Overland and Leyta.
On the bench.
And it kind of has like a, it looks almost like a hand-painted sign. We live up off of like Cole and Overland, that area. And so we drive by it quite a bit. And I have no idea.
You've never been in?
I've never been in. It's just one of those places. So I've looked it up. I know it's open. It gets very good reviews on Google.
Ooh.
And there's a lot of pictures. There's a lot of uploaded pictures on there for some reason. There's like over 140.
Like anybody can upload them?
I think so.
Okay. And you just like tag the place.
Yeah. I mean, maybe a lot of them look like really nice pictures though too. So it could be the case that maybe the store has uploaded.
Hold up though. So they don't have a website?
Not that I've seen.
It would just be interesting if they went through the trouble of taking nice photographs to upload to Google review.
Yeah. No, it doesn't look like it. It looks like they have a kind of a landing page on Yelp and then a Facebook page, but no.
That's intriguing though, because if people are going there, and I'm assuming they are, because how long have you been noticing it? Years?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So. You lose track of time, obviously, with that stuff. And so maybe it's only been there for a year, but it feels like they've been there for 5 years.
Okay. So what then? You said you're curious and you want to explore it, but we're talking about central concerns. What do you want to know? What's your central concern?
I guess this one, it still comes back to me with clientele. And then if they're reliant mostly on repeat customers. You mentioned, they don't have a website. So how are they finding these people that are actually, that are drawn to this place? So is it a repeat clientele that they're basically reliant on, the same 100 customers? I don't know.
I don't know either. I wonder if the location helps that.
I don't know. I think that's another question too.
Okay.
A secondary concern.
Ooh, okay. So should we go do it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
So we just pulled up India Fashion and Grocery. It's a little cinder block, like a one-story cinder block store with a hand-painted sign. Actually, we're parked around back, and it just says India on the back.
Yeah, like spray-painted, free-handed. But I like the touch to it. And I think I saw like clothes on hangers hanging in the front window.
Could be good. Let's check it out.
Okay.
We enter the store, and there's two people behind the counter that are serving what looks like an entire family, so we decide to busy ourselves and walk around a little bit to explore.
All right.
Okay.
So it's kind of divided in half almost. It's almost like a fourth of its kind of market, like grocery and stuff. And there's a jewelry counter. And there's a lot of clothing, too. So,
How much does, like, something like this cost? Help a sister.
They're like leggings with skulls on them.
They feel cozy.
20, yeah.
Okay.
I'm all about that.
Wonder if they're all, like, handmade.
Actually, they're all, a lot of these have skulls on them. I think 80 would like those. Yeah, I don't know. And then a lot of seasoning and stuff, too, in bulk. Huge woks.
Well,
oh, yeah.
honestly, yeah. Can you imagine the forearm strength you would get from cooking?
Yeah, let me feel. I mean, is it? Oh yeah.
It's got to be it's substantial.
It's size, yeah.
Man, I feel that way.
It's not aluminum.
Every time I use a cast iron, I'm like, oh.
No, I only have a small cast iron, but it does it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, paintings and stuff. See, this is the type of thing, like, I don't come into these places nearly enough, and it's honestly only a few blocks away.
Okay, so we work our way back to the counter as the other customers leave, and we meet the store owners.
Hello, hello. My name is Amarjit. I'm from India, so I'm on this India Fashion and Grocery, and my wife, Hardeep Kaur. So how can I help you? So,
well, how long have you been here?
I've been here 5 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, because I couldn't remember... Lacey was asking, she said, so you've driven by it for years and everything? And I said, yeah, I mean, I think it's been there for years,
it's
but you lose track
of
time.
Almost like 5 years, yes, yeah. We've been here 5 years. Came here like 2003 on Bozzi. Me and my wife, somebody calls, hey, you looking for, I'm looking for a job. I work in California in a liquor store that time. It's like 20 hours a week. And 20 hours is nothing for us, you know. And then the guy, he calling, I answer the finally phone. So he say, you looking for, what are you doing here? I say, I just live here for just move with somebody, friends. And I say, you looking for a job? I say, yeah, looking for work more. He said, the guy say, you have a 7-Eleven and you want to work for me? I give you 60 hours a week. I say, awesome. And same day, I just move on the road.
Just drove up?
Just drove.
Yeah.
We have like $50 or $60 on the pocket. We came, as soon as we move and add a theater, we move right there. So, you know, like we have only like $10 left on my wallet. Be lost. We don't know where you have to go. And I asked my wife, you need the food or you need the gas? And she say, just put the gas in the car, we can drink some water. Then we find the store, same day I starting work. And I working 84 to 90 hours a week.
Wow. When are you sleeping?
A
couple hours.
Just a couple hours.
But yeah. They give them only minimum.
They're starting a minimum wage like 525 that time.
Yeah.
So that's good for me, so I don't, nothing's on that.
They give us I really appreciate it, whatever, you know, but they give us the room to stay.
Yeah.
They ask for me, like, they kind of stay 6 months, they keep on leaving for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, after 2 weeks, we get our own spot, so.
Yeah.
We have no blankets, no pillows, no shoe, nothing, you know, we just, my shoe is my pillows.
That was hard time, they're really hard time, but.
Then sounds we like never like fall down, we just keep going and moving, you know.
Yeah.
Moving, working.
Working and working and working.
That's what I tell them, my kid, you have to start something, you know.
Absolutely.
If you want to have a good future, you have to work.
Yeah.
We start with $10, now we have our own business, I have our own house, nice car. We still work two jobs, three jobs.
So you said that you really like Boise and you guys,
I love Boise.
You don't plan to leave. What is it about Boise that you like?
Boise's have a good community, good people. They like understandable and they expect. So that's what I expect people, like, I love people to hear better than I can move California back now.
In case you missed that, Hardeep says she expects people in Idaho. She uses that same word a little later too, and it seems clear that she means she can depend on them. She also mentions that she likes to tell people back in California how nice it is in Idaho, but we won't hold that against her.
My other job, if I don't go 1 week, I go sick home. And people was mad, but why now you working? Where are you? Why now you came? I go month off, and they like asking my manager. My manager joking him to, oh, I fire her. The guy was starting mad enough. And she said, no, I'm just kidding you. She's coming back. Because I expect people, they expect me, so it's good.
Yeah.
And I have two boys. He's 13 and he's 11. They're both born here.
Both born in Boise?
Yes.
Oh, cool. What are their names? Can I ask you your name?
German and Herman.
No, my name is German.
Start with the G, start with the H.
So it's like an alphabetical
H
order.
H and G.
Herman.
Okay.
G German, H Herman.
What prompted you to open up the business?
Like we work a couple of jobs and my friend said, why not you open your own business? I said, I don't have the money, you know, so he helped me out a little bit. Then we both work in two jobs. We still work two jobs.
Okay.
Maybe three jobs, huh? Well, I drive the Lyft and Uber.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
We both drive.
Oh, okay.
I work 92 hours, you work 92 hours.
Oh, that's a lot of hours.
That's why we never fight.
I like, that's good advice, though.
But yes. You're standing on opposite job. Ends of the counter, though, at the same time.
So I'm taking that part of it. My day off, I have to take them kids places, different places to shopping and stuff done for them.
And you, do you all work here, or is it just you two and you
me
have other
employees? Just me, two of them.
And yeah. No other employees?
No, any, I don't have any other employees.
Just you guys. Wow.
I just got off work.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Sorry. What you're hearing there is the sound of Amr unzipping his sweatshirt and showing us the polo underneath, which has the logo of a well-known gas station.
That's another job.
Okay. So hard to stay in the business is like, and the main thing is the winter. It's make them slow everything.
It does. It slows
so
things down.
Better we have to get another job too. You have to.
Does it spike at all over the holidays? Do you notice that there's more people or no?
This holiday, okay, not that busy.
Yeah.
Last year we have a holidays good.
Yeah.
But this year, not too much.
Yeah.
It's the snows and things and...
Do you think it's just the weather that kind of keeps people
inside?
Yeah,
probably weathers, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last year we have a good holiday too. And then now we're getting slow because the Nepali people, we're from Nepal, they before they are law here and now they're moving, so less here.
There's less Nepali people?
Less,
okay.
Yeah.
Is that...
They buy the groceries and stuff, so...
Yeah.
Amr, that's not your... And then, that's customer glasses, that's $200 glasses, please keep it nicely.
And here, Amr is pulling on a pair of pink women's reading glasses that are sitting on the counter, and his wife, Hardeep, is scolding him. Also, that sound you're hearing, that shaking, that is one of their sons who's sitting behind the counter shaking a fidget spinner.
And yeah, they're like, that's why we are slow a little bit now, so it's not that much, because before is pretty good. Now they're moving, and now there's so many stores opening, like small shops.
So is that then primarily who comes in? Does it tend to be a lot of Nepali people?
We like all people coming, like from Nepal, from...
I have them
most
Nepali,
American people.
Nepal. I have them from like from Africa, but they're refugees law here, so they came here too.
What's up, buddy? I owe you.
This is good too, but they move now, they go slow around, and the new people came, that'd be okay, but it's getting slow. But.
Does it tend to be the same clientele then?
I take care for next time, it's okay. Next time you can pay for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you guys shortly. Thank
see you later. I'm sure I'll stop by today in the Costco.
All right.
Get your stuffs.
Thank you.
Thanks.
He's a neighbor, haircut guy.
Uh-huh. He's my neighbor. He come every day, Coke and Pepsi, we're out.
Oh.
So that's why I can take a water. So
well, that's nice.
Take it for next time.
Yeah,
that's the my.
Go ahead, look at it.
You go in there.
Real quick here, there's a college-age girl leaning over the counter and looking at these singing bowls, which are sitting on a high shelf. Amr and Hardeep tell her that she can come around the counter and look at them, and you can hear the sound of the bowl singing in the background over the next minute or so.
Do you tend to see the same faces? Like, that was your neighbor, obviously, but do you see the same faces?
That girl come almost every second.
A lot of my belly dancer friends, we all come here.
Oh, okay.
And we give them discount for them for the belly dance schools and stuff. And I donation for like a school's kids, henna and stuff too.
Oh, okay.
Because they want them.
Do you do henna here?
Yeah, we do henna here too.
Uh-huh.
So it's fun.
Yeah, it's a mix of things it seems like.
Yeah, I did what yesterday, the two girls for...
One stop shop. Yes. So we want to take a break. We want to go to India.
We got only maybe one more week here than we...
That's probably my have one more week here.
Oh, before you close the shop?
No, we want to sold the shop. The new owner's coming.
Okay. Wow.
Why do we keep happening in the...
Yeah, we keep going into places where people are either they sold it or that type of thing. Or one place that we went to where he had some health problems and so then he was closing the store. I don't know if it was permanently or temporarily, but...
No, he just wanted to competition with the other Indian. So he don't want to keep him more clothes and things. And he want to keep more grocery. But he be coming, I think, Ohio or some other phone numbers there. So he buying.
Will he keep the name?
Yeah, he want to keep the same name.
He want to keep the same name.
Because we have the bill, the customers. Yeah. That's why he's paying us to. Okay.
Well, yeah, if you've been here 5 years, then you have a clientele.
Yeah, we have good customers. We have customers, like even I do the festival, they look around and then they find us and they come to us.
We do the festivals too.
I do all the festivals.
Oh, okay.
So like some of them you lose money, some of them you know.
Like what festivals?
Music festival.
Oh, okay.
Hype Park, Hype Street Fair.
Oh, okay, sure.
Goddess Festival. There are like a lot of festivals in Boise. Yeah.
Cuna Day.
Cuna Day.
Oh, Cuna Days, okay.
And the next month is coming for the Kid Expo,
Canyon
County.
I do for like, for my business too. Like if you end the festival, you can pass the card for customer. So I do that kind of thing to build the more customer. I just tell them if you came, bring my card. I give you 15% off. Do something, you know, so the fun too.
Great.
So that's why I build my customer too. I do festivals. And I do really good with the festivals. Some festivals we make good money.
So you guys are moving to India?
No.
Oh, you're not? You're just visiting?
Just taking a day off.
Oh, you're taking a day off?
A day off.
Well, that's good. And
a
then
day off in India?
So, and you'll sell this place?
Yes.
But then you'll still be in Boise?
We still have to be in Boise.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We have a house too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get the house and everything. But I'm still doing a festival. If he changed the name, I want to ask him. Maybe if he don't want name, I will keep my name. And I do the festival, but if he want to keep the name, and then I have to get the second license for my booth for
the
Tehana.
Festival stuff.
Yeah.
Because with our license, you cannot do nothing. I have to get them separate license. And
to more like a vendor or something like that.
Yeah,
vendor license.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can do still henna, and I can still see my customers. So that's nice, you know.
Yeah.
Is henna expensive?
To do it?
To... Maybe the whole process. I've seen it. I've never had it done.
They're starting as $15 to $45.
Okay.
Starting at the $10, small like $5.
Kid is $5. $3.
For kids.
Kid is cheaper.
But a lot of people, they love me in the festival because we don't greedy with the money. If they have $5, so they want them, I do it. So I don't say no for it. It's okay, you know.
I don't fix the prices. That's the $20 I need, the $20. No.
Because
the customers have it like $10, $5. Yeah. I don't worry about the money. I just do it. Customer's happy, I'm happy.
It seems like you guys have a really good relationship with your customers. Are you sad to leave them a little bit?
Yes, the customer's sad too. I'm sad too.
Yeah.
But they want to still say they want to see me on the festivals.
Well, that's cool that you guys still have that part of it, that you can kind of keep in touch with that community.
See, I drive this to Uber.
Amr pulls out his phone and scrolls through his recent Uber transactions, showing me how much he's making as a driver.
I make it $2.46.
Oh, okay.
One night.
Oh
my God.
That'll do. Maybe I should be doing that. I'm out of work right now, so.
Oh, you're out of work? Yeah. It seems like not. My wife said, don't turn on the TV. I said, okay, I turn on my car.
You're sitting, but you're moving.
Sitting and making money.
Yeah.
Better be sitting and watch the TV, you know.
Yeah.
It's good for paying bills. That's nice.
I like to take care of my kids.
I want to have... What are the names of these bowls? What are those called?
Singing bowls.
Singing bowls. Will you do that? Will you do that? The noises
Hello.
Make them too.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Wow, that's intense.
So, what is that for?
This is for the meditation for people do.
You want to drop
the yoga and things.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I sell these things. We have belly dance stuffs back there. So this stuff from Nepal.
Okay.
When they go marriage, they use this one. For us, it's the only Boise place we have them. They call pote.
So is it something that the bride wears?
Yes.
Hardeep shows us these ornate dresses, very colorful and decorated with dozens of stones. And costume jewelry, and they're all folded and packed in plastic.
For when they bear, when they go marriage.
Mm-hmm.
This is a easily couple pounds. Maybe
10 pounds.
Yeah.
Because of the stones, because of the beadwork.
Yeah,
it's like they made them. I can open and show you one.
You can try one on, but you're too short.
But if you have a tailing, they can fix for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they made them that way.
Joel, I want you to just feel how heavy that is.
It is pretty heavy.
Oh, wow.
And that is just the bottom?
That's only the skirt. And we have a...
That is. That's like...
Ooh.
So and that's the top. Bottom, but that's like...
And this is the scarf.
5 pounds? Wow, that'll do.
I have the girl, the photo shot, the girl doing it.
Oh.
So they buying at the red sari. The guy have his own studio or something. They buy a $199 a sari, and then she did a, I fix it her size, and she did the photo shoot. And one is the girl from, her name is Jenny, her mom. She's on Facebook friend. Her daughters did Photoshop, but I give them free jewelry, and she post on Facebook and advertise.
A lot of people help for us, you know.
So that helped me
they buy
too.
The stuff, and they posting on Facebook and those.
Is that where you tend to find people connecting with you then, is via Facebook? Is that, does it come through Facebook?
Facebook, online, yes.
Okay. If people come in here, do they have to make an appointment, or do you just do it right there?
No, they can call me and I can come.
Yeah.
I just today, the one guy is bringing his daughter to see them, and he said, you guys look around, and I will come back.
Yeah.
And they asking Hannah, and I said, let's go, we can have fun, and we just did it. And he asked me, how much you want to charge me? And I said, that's okay, for did for you, not for you, but the girl. Because they're pretty nice girls, and... they want to do Hannah, and I said, don't worry. And he said, "My, I don't know, my dad won't pay." And I said, I don't ask you, Dad, don't worry about it. So we did it. I love it.
Nice
the people. I don't care what the...
And the one, the girl, she's the pregnant.
Belly.
She belly Hannah.
So she did it on
she
the
She do it on tummy. And she look all over. Somebody want to charge $150. Somebody want to charge
$100. Oh, my God.
And she... Expensive. She came here. And she said, what do you guys want to be charged for the Hannah? I said, what do you for it?
Yeah, she paid.
Whatever you want to pay for it, we are happy.
That's kind of cool. It's like an honor system in a way, you know?
Yeah.
I say, a baby's so expensive already. You don't want to spend more money.
That's a good point.
So then...
she wanted to do the photo shot and...
Yeah.
For her
then she paid like, she's $35, okay? I said, give me a 30.
Yeah, she's a pretty good lady. I like her. So
and now she's on the Facebook friends. She's posting every time.
She
I check the baby. She have the baby.
Yeah.
Right here. That's Susie, her.
You good?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay.
Alrighty. Thank
time.
You.
Thank
nice
you
talk
so
to you.
Much.
Yeah,
again.
So when I do your henna.
When you do my henna?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Is it a long process?
No.
Take me, like, whatever the design, maybe 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
20 minute, easy ones, 10 minutes. So depend on it.
It depends on how big it is.
What if I just wanted a really little one?
Now?
5 minutes.
Like
less
right
than
now.
Two
yeah,
minutes.
She can do it for
really?
You.
Really?
Yeah.
Should do it?
Let's do it.
Okay,
let's do it.
Okay. Right? Joel, let's switch out.
Oh, you want to swap out? Sure.
Yeah. Here, you can have all the cords.
Okay.
I was thinking my hand, if that's good.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I trust you. You do something cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So you said you don't want a big one, so small ones, right?
Yeah. Why was my instinct to ask if it was going to hurt?
So Hardeep proceeds to give LD a henna tattoo, and they haggle over the price with LD trying to pay more and Amr refusing the money.
All right, guys. I'm not going to be one of those people. How much does one of those cost?
No, that's for we have it for friends.
$0 and 0 cents.
Get out of here.
$0, 0 cents.
Here. I give you $5.
I trade you.
Oh, no. Here.
No.
Go buy a power
no,
ball.
No, I don't want to fight. Thanks.
Okay. Well, you need another dollar to buy a power ball.
No.
550 million.
550?
Yeah, that's what they're telling me.
So, George, you don't want a henna? You want to come with
you? You want a henna?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we talk Joel into getting some henna, and we go back and forth on what would be a more masculine henna design, even though Joel assures us that he's not a very manly man. We all kind of settle on an arrow, but we have to talk hard deep into it. She finishes it in just a few minutes, and then we go back through the process of me haggling with how much we're allowed to pay for it.
Can I pay you a whole dollar for Joel's?
No.
Yeah, come on.
No.
It wasn't a
2-for-1. I'm
going to charge
his. It's getting late, and they obviously don't want to take my money, and I don't want to hold them up any more than we already have, so we thank them for our henna tattoos and chatting with us and say our goodbyes.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. We appreciate it. All right.
Back in the truck.
Back in the truck. Don't touch my henna.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
I almost did did it to me too. I kind of loved that.
That was amazing.
Yeah. It was just a very, very welcoming experience.
Yes.
And honestly, from the get-go, I wasn't necessarily sure if the conversation was going to be, you know, you're just never quite sure, you know, if you're going to establish a rapport or anything like that. But it was great. It was really nice.
I liken it to like an onion. There were a lot of layers to it.
Yeah.
I feel like we said bye 4 different times.
We absolutely did.
But then things kept unraveling and unpeeling, and had to keep turning the recorder back on because at first it was very surface level, very topical, just about the store and, oh, they're selling it. But then we got to know them as people, and gosh, they're really nice people.
Yeah.
They give back probably a lot more than they get.
Enough so that I don't know if there's like many things in that store that I would necessarily buy, and yet I want to find an excuse to go back to that store.
I would.
Yeah.
I would go in there.
Yeah, as opposed to going somewhere else. No wonder his neighbor comes in to buy a Pepsi every day. All right, should we head back?
Yeah.
Okay.
So back in the studio, I think the first thing that we really want to establish out of the gate was them selling the store, whether or not it's been a few days now. It's after the date. I think they said that they wanted to sell it on the 9th. So we called to find out. Hi, is this Amir?
Yeah.
I was just calling actually just to check up and see if you guys did end up selling the store.
No, I don't. The guy have a misunderstanding. He have a misunderstanding 85 to like 85,000 to 8,800, you know, 8,000, so.
That's a sizable misunderstanding. That's large.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still in the shop, so you can call me and contact anytime. No problem.
All right, that sounds good. Thanks
Alrighty,
so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so they're not selling the store.
Yeah.
That's kind of good news.
Well, I think so, because that was a big piece of why I wanted to go back.
Yeah. It's nice to know that. I'm just glad to know that they're going to be there doing the henna.
It makes you feel warm.
Yeah. Okay, so India Fashion and Grocery, first takeaways.
I don't think it was what I was necessarily expecting, you know, walking in and seeing an entire family basically behind the counter. What are your thoughts?
A few days later, the thing that still resonates with me is how nice they were. I mean, they were like very, very genuine people. And more on that, I mean, it really had me focused on what keeps small businesses like these going.
Absolutely.
And knowing that this might not be the most lucrative endeavor. It doesn't seem like they own the shop to have they can retire off of it. Mind you, they have like 6 jobs between the two of them.
Right.
Their store is less about maybe being a lucrative business and more about establishing a rapport and a community. And those seem to be the things that keep them coming back every day and wanting to have a storefront where they can touch base with these customers. I was wondering, like, you know, we saw price tags in there, but it seems like everything was negotiable in there, for better or for worse, you know, and you don't want to take advantage of them. But when you walk into a place and you say, how much is this? Oh, and it says $19.99. But if he asks, how much do you want to pay for it? That makes me almost want to pay more. And it's really not an effective business model. Like, you know, they could be much more strict, much more effective in that sense. So maybe they would only have to have that as their job. But that's not. It doesn't seem to be, I should say, why they're doing this in the first place.
Well, I think that's true. Especially for us looking at it, that seems counterintuitive or counterproductive.
No, that's a really good point. More on that in a bit. But I really do want to get to the central concern.
Central concern. I feel like we still have to have some sort of chime or something here every time we say central concern.
I'll get you those chimes. We'll have those.
Okay. The central concern, at least for me, was still very much about clientele. And I think we answered that. I was curious about repeat customers. That's really what they rely on, are repeat customers. And then the other thing I talked about was the diversity of customer. And they talked about, yes, there are specific populations that come through there. So there's that. But we were there only for 45 minutes or an hour, and we saw 2 people come through who were obviously repeat customers. One was their neighbor, this younger, I don't know, maybe college-age guy who comes in every day and gets a soda.
Yeah.
So it seemed to be a diverse a diverse clientele.
And to know what they're coming back for, it probably has less to do with that soda that he's going to buy that he could easily buy at the gas station on the corner. It probably has a little more to do with the the friendly vibes and conversation that you get when you're in there.
It's not faceless by any means.
Yeah. Well, cool. So we answered your central concern.
I think so.
Okay.
Final takeaways.
Final takeaways. When we left there, I was driving home and I was feeling it was a very humbling experience. I don't know if it's just as of late with me. I don't feel content with what I have. And I don't know if that has to do with my job or my house or, you know, other things in my life. And I find myself wanting a lot or comparing or, you know, just always peeking over the fence at what everybody else is up to. And it's hard to not do that in this day and age. But
yeah, it's human.
Leaving this place and being touched by these people who, I'm not going to say that they don't have much because I don't know that. But the fact that they work 90-hour work weeks at so many different places, they're obviously spread pretty thin. But they seemed so content. And it was a reminder to me to be more content in what I have and to stop wanting so much. I don't think it's bad to have, you know, dreams or goals or whatnot, but to be much more present in what I have going for me right now and to stop being so hard on myself.
I agree. And that's good to any time you get a reminder of that.
It was very humbling, though. Yeah. They were very rich in a lot of other ways. And I found myself maybe wanting a little more of that. Your final takeaways.
So one of them, and I think it goes hand in hand with that, but then it's something that you touched on earlier. As I was listening back through some of this, it just struck me how much I came up with a term for it. It's almost, there was almost some reverse haggling going on where, and it was you every time, were trying to convince them to take more money and they were trying to convince us to give less money. Which is very strange. And like you said, it's almost like it makes you feel like you do want to push harder for giving it, and you want to go back and you want to, it almost fosters some sort of loyalty.
Yeah.
Or it endears you to them. The other thing, and I think this goes hand in hand with that, Hardeep used this term a number of times, this word a number of times. She talks about expecting people. She says, I expect people, they expect me. At first, I was thinking she's using it to mean depend. She depends on people and people depend on her. But again, listening back through it, I don't think that's totally it. I do think it's that, you know, she talks about being at work. And then when she's not at work, people wonder where she is. Mm-hmm. And she says, so they expect me. And I think she really does mean it in that way. There is something about dependability there, but there is something too about they expect her to be there and to show up, and she expects her customers to be there and to show up. And there's something very nice about that.
It's very cyclical. I like it.
Yeah.
When are we going back is the real question.
Well, I showed the henna off to my wife, and she's on board, so.
Okay.
Okay.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us for You Know the Place. We'll see you next week.
You Know the Place is a podcast brought to you by Boise State Public Radio. Our music is James Dean Kendall and the Eastern Oregon Playboys. And a big thanks this week to Amur and Hardeep at India Fashion and Grocery for opening their doors, spending a lot of time with us, and just getting to know us as people. Thank you.